And Sister White says things in that regard that are just as clear on that subject as what I just said. I mean, if you don't look for that, you don't see it. But she's very clear that the Catholic system, religious system, is what Satan built in order that when he finally becomes the ruler of this world, he has a system in place to do it. So our final presentation is called Mary's Agenda. And I'm going to suggest to you that in order for Satan to have a religious system that he can take control of in order to rule the world, that he has to prepare that religious organization to receive him. He just doesn't suddenly walk into the void and take it over. He does a work of preparation so that they will willingly turn this system over to him when he arrives. And when you look at these things from that perspective, you can see that the messages that are given to Catholicism over the past 100 years or so through the apparitions of Mary are setting forth a specific agenda that Catholicism is understanding is going to take place. And when you look at that agenda, what they're expecting to take place, you'll see that they're expecting Jesus to return and take over their church. And we know that that Jesus that returns and takes over their church in order to rule the world will be when Satan impersonates Christ. And therefore, when you look at that closely, and I would suggest to you that these topics are the topics in prophecy that we should be looking at, so we're not getting out of the realm of this, of where we should be looking in prophecy. This is what we should be looking at. Therefore, when we see that Mary is preparing the Catholic Church to expect Christ to return, and for us, that's the impersonation of Christ, by the year 2000, that we are required to take notice of that. Not necessarily believe Satan's prophecy, but take notice of that. Now, the reason there's a significance to that event is that Bible prophecy is crystal clear that the Sunday law precedes Satan's impersonation of Christ. So if you can identify that Satan is about to return and impersonate Christ and take over the system that he has developed over 2,000 years in order to rule the earth, and he's prepared that system for his appearance around the year 2000, then there's every reason to believe that if he is going to accomplish this long design of his, that sometime before that period, there'll be a Sunday law in the United States. Now, one other factor we looked at is when we look at how Catholicism understands